Hey, this is Katie Jeter with the Public Affairs Program here on KNDY. This week, I sat down with Chloe Martin, and she's a senior at Valley Heights High School. She was selected to perform at Carnegie Hall in February in New York City, where it's limited to the highest-rated young performers from across the world that come together. Chloe has been into music at a very young age, starting at church.
I've always loved music, and when I was 5, I joined a children's choir at my church, and from there, I just started loving it.
She looks up to all her current and past music directors.
All of my past music directors have really helped me, and so I look up to all of them.
One of her mentors helped her get into K-State, where she's majoring in music.
Because they have all the experience, and one of them has just helped me get into K-State and has the job that I might want someday, and so I've really looked up to him with helping me with that.
She didn't plan on auditioning, but she got nominated.
Actually, my band director now nominated me, and so I just had to fill out the application, and I didn't really think I'd make it, but then I got the acceptance letter, so.
And it seems like Chloe had quite a bit to do for the audition process.
So I had to send in, all of my, leadership positions in music that I've had, and then all of the experience that I've had with music and groups I've been a part of, and then I had to send in 3 videos of myself singing.
This opportunity means the world to Chloe, to study under master conductors and to perform in a world-renowned venue.
It's literally a dream come true, and performing at Carnegie Hall is the biggest music hall in the world, and so I'm super excited.
I want to thank Chloe Martin for being my guest on this weekend's Public Affairs. Congratulations on being selected to perform at Carnegie Hall. The performance will happen on February 10th in New York City. If you would like to listen to this Public Affairs again, you can always go to kndyradio.com. This has been Katie Jeter with the Public Affairs Program on KNDY.